What the heck is going on with all these promotional popcorn buckets? The giant shorts that all of Gen Z is wearing now? And whatever the heck Hyrox is? I'm comedian and certified hater, Matt Belisai, and these are the types of questions I'm demanding answers to on my podcast, What the Heck with Matt Belisai. Listen or watch every Thursday as I rant about all the internet trends, pop culture stories, and personal mayhem that makes me scream, What the Heck? Follow What the Heck with Matt Belisai wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the staycation setup. This is the part of the show, ladies and gentlemen, with the morning mist that we catch up cheaters live on your radio. So sit back, relax, and let's hope for the best. Listen, we got Lisa on the line in Phoenix. Now, Miss Lisa, you think that your man is cheating after finding another girl's purse in his car?
I really don't want to jump to any conclusions, but I'm hoping you guys can help me because I want to believe that this is a misunderstanding.
Now, why do you think so? Have you had, like, situations with him where he's cheated on you before?
No, we haven't been together super, super long, but we are boyfriend and girlfriend, and his name is Elijah. And Elijah went out for his friend's birthday last weekend, and I was invited, but I already had made plans for a family party, so we had to split up for the weekend, which was fine. We do that sometimes. Elijah doesn't drink, so he told me he was going to drive there, show his face, spend a little time, and then head out.
Right.
So at my family's party, I had too much to drink. So I texted him and I said, hey, I'm just going to spend the night here and be safe. And when I got home the next morning, I asked Elijah how his night was. And he said he had fun, but he headed out early, you know, nothing unusual, nothing out of the ordinary. But he failed to mention that he had another girl in his car at one point that night.
And how do you know that?
So I borrowed his car and I heard something, and then I saw something rolling around on the ground under the passenger seat. So I stopped to check out what was over there, and it was a purse that wasn't mine. And it was sort of tucked under the seat. So I went through it, and I found this girl's ID, and her name's Victoria. So immediately, I get on my phone, I look her up on Instagram, and figured out that she and Elijah don't follow each other.
Okay.
So I'm thinking it's okay. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, kind of to make myself feel better, but I really do want to know. You know, maybe he was just giving her a ride home and forgot to tell me, but I don't know why he wouldn't tell me because I left the purse there, and then the next day I checked back and it was gone, and he still hasn't said anything. So now I'm worried that he's trying to hide it. So I just want to know the truth. So I'm getting help from you guys to put him on the spot and find out.
What percentage are we here that you think he might be cheating on you?
Well, at first, I was like maybe 20%. But then when the purse was gone and he didn't say anything still, I don't know, 50, 60%.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's like
I don't
half
know.
And half.
I'm just hoping it's a misunderstanding, you know?
Now, what possible scenario you think Sienna could be from another girl's purse in her man's car?
I mean, for the first time in a long time, I kind of feel hopeful that he isn't cheating. I don't like how he didn't tell you there's another girl in his car, but yeah, maybe he just had a night out with his friends, and since he doesn't drink, he just took this girl home and that was it.
Yeah, and maybe she had too much and he didn't want to get me scared.
Yeah, maybe he's just being a nice guy, because normally I'm immediately on the girl's side, but I have some hope for you.
Thank you. I'm hoping so too.
Did you just not point blank ask the question? Whose purse
no.
is this? Because it's not there anymore because he gave it back, I would assume. So,
right. Maybe I'm afraid of the answer.
You have to be. And listen, I can tell you're not Latina, because a Latina would have took that purse, throw it in her guy's face right then
right.
and there and be like, who's Victoria? Don't play stupid. All right. So what we'll do, we are going to call up your man. Well, Sienna is offer him a free romantic hotel stay. And then we'll see who he puts on the reservation. Lisa, we hope he says your name and hopefully not any other name, specifically that girl, Victoria. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hello. May I speak to Elijah?
This is him.
Hi, Elijah. My name is Selena's calling with the Aurora Hotel with some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
I'm not usually into stuff like that. I think I'm going to pass.
Well, I wouldn't want you to pass because let me tell you what we have here in store for you. So we want to put you and a guest in our brand new penthouse suite along with the honeymoon package. So if you do pass on this, we're going to have to give it to the next person.
I'm not completely sure. How much is this?
So it is completely free. We're new to the North Scottsdale area, so I understand if you're a little skeptical because you haven't heard of us before, but we're really wanting to change that and get our name out there. So if you stay with us for a free weekend, all we ask in return is for a Google or Yelp review.
Okay. When you put it that way, yeah, I think I might be interested.
Yeah, and it's an easy process, too. We won't bother you after your stay, so we would just love to host you and a guest.
Okay. You know, I think I'm down for it.
All right. Well, congratulations, Elijah. I'm really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do at the Aurora Hotel is address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. So I'll give you a moment to think on what the note's going to say, and then I'll write it down when you're ready, okay?
Okay. I think I'm going to go with a saucy note.
Oh, okay.
And I think I wanted to say, I hope you like hair pulling.
Oh, okay. Getting straight to it. As I write that down for you, just one more question for you. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Victoria.
Mm. Oh, my God. Oh my embarrassing the out of me, Elijah.
Elijah, literally got to let you know something real quick. Your girl Lisa has some questions for you. Our show's called The Morning Mess. We're a radio show. You're live on the radio right now.
I found her damn purse in your car, and you didn't say a thing about anybody being in your car. And I was thinking, probably one of his friends, girls. There's some reasonable explanation. There's no way this would cheat on me. And you proved me wrong.
Lisa, what are you talking about?
Don't play dumb with me, Elijah. I already heard you. I heard everything you said to them. Don't act like I'm stupid. Who is this girl? Where'd you meet her?
It's not a big deal. She's a friend of a friend that I barely met that night.
Not a big deal. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Wait, what'd that note say again?
Oh, it said, I hope you like hair pulling.
It's nothing. Why the f*** are you putting her name on a romantic staycation?
Why are you yanking her hair?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ouch. Might hurt.
Too.
Make sure she likes that.
You've been lying to me if you think she likes that and you've been in contact. I can't even trust you to go out with your friends because it's that easy for you to forget where the I am.
I didn't know that in my car. If I did, then do you really think I'd let you see it? Because obviously I knew it caused some type of problem like this.
You know what? If you had just been honest about the purse in the car and told me you had a in your car, I probably would have believed you. You think I'm stupid.
He definitely thinks you're stupid. Mm-hmm. She literally just heard you invite another girl, hope she likes hair pulling. So obviously you are trying to hook up with this girl or you have hooked up with this girl.
Yeah, you're lying.
This is some shit. I don't even know why you guys are doing this.
Yeah, okay. Elijah, right. You there?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on.
Ugh,
Lisa, feels like he tried to sleep with
God.
Me.
Yeah.
He does have a sexy voice. I will say that.
He was sweet talking his way out of that.
Yeah, put your shirt back on, JD.
My shirt is on.
I just don't think he's a faithful kind of guy.
Yeah.
I have a feeling he's going to hit you up. He's going to try to apologize.
I'm not answering the phone.
There you go.
Stand 10 toes on that girl.
I'm going to. Thank you, Sienna.
I got you.
I just felt like they had a moment there.
Wow. All right. Well, keep us posted, Lisa. I'm sorry you had to find out this way, but at least you know now.
Yes. Thanks for helping, y'all.
Absolutely. We'll send you a little Starbucks gift card for some matcha or something like that.
Yeah, we can have a little girly date. I'm down. We could be friends.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, hold on. I'll give you Sienna's number. Hold on. Does matcha cure everything, by the way? How bad of a day can you have and then just matcha cures it all?
It does cure it for the soul, but for my body, it actually causes iron deficiency. So if we want to talk from an actual health standpoint.
Right.
Yeah, if you're anemic, don't drink matcha.
Okay.
I did not know that. That's never stopped you at all.
No. Nothing will stop me from
it mended my broken heart, but I can't stop kneeling.
Yeah. I feel faint for some reason, but my heart's happy.
Getting woozy.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.